Proclamation number 6311 of 14th of July, 1955. Right love is life. The law of order is love, the epitome of blessedness is love, and God in its primordial substance is love. And everything that submits to this law will be blissful and united with God. And that means to be in possession of strength and to stand in the light of truth. It means to be able to create at and shape as a divine being in supreme wisdom and to be able to rule over worlds and their inhabitants, which are handed over to the care of a being which has become perfect through love, which can now work on them in a redeeming sense. Perfection can therefore only be achieved through love. And perfection includes the uninterrupted reception of light and strength from the original source. From God. Such a state of perfection cannot be approximately described to the human being on earth as long as he himself is not close to this perfection. He can still reach it on earth, for every human being can live in love. Yet no human being is forced to do so, and only few voluntarily strive towards this aim, for their wrongly directed love prevents them from doing so, and this wrongly directed love is therefore the wall between light and darkness, between beatitude and torment, between fullness of strength and complete weakness and inability to do happy things. Where love is still wrongly directed, neither light nor strength can enter, for wrongly directed love is the most effective means of God's adversary to prevent the return to him and thus to make the source of strength inaccessible to people. Misdirected love is the inherited evil which has afflicted people since Adam's fall and from which they will not be released until they call upon the One for help, whose love was rightly directed and who calls upon all people to follow him. He taught people where to direct their love, he proclaimed the right gospel to them when he walked on earth, he exemplified right love to people, and he died on the cross for the strengthening of people's will in order to show them what right love is capable of and what it results in. The resurrection to eternal life. For life means to be able to work and create in possession of light and strength in supreme bliss, because the eternal source of life now continuously emanates light and strength onto a being which has completely joined him through love. This source of strength has been made accessible to you humans through Jesus' death on the cross. But you have to practice love yourselves in order to reach that source which now continuously nourishes you, which gives you eternal life and bliss. Therefore fight against selfish love, against the wrongly directed love which only knows as its aim everything that belongs to the adversary of God. Fight against it, for it only brings you death. But ask Jesus Christ to help you live in the love he preached. Ask him for strength and fortification of your will, join him and follow him, and your earthly path will safely lead into the valley of life, for this is why he died on the cross, so that you can be given the strength for this which you, as fallen beings, lack as long as you are still in the bonds of the one who is God's adversary. Jesus Christ will release you from these bonds. Jesus Christ will lead you the way to God, to the final union with God, which he himself had already found on earth. For the man Jesus lived a true life of love on earth and thereby shaped himself into a shell which God himself could now occupy. In order to suffer and die for people so that they might attain eternal life. Amen.